Farmers rising to the occasion. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
In the events that were that have been taking place in the past few days, we've gained a lot of new customers, a lot of new faces, and exposing our products to a lot of different people.
You know, for several years, Jay Head and his family in Montgomery County have been providing a local market for beef, pork, and more recently, eggs. And as you can imagine, if you've been to the grocery store lately, those staples haven't been readily available. But Jay Head says he's open for business and hopes the general public will now begin to better understand where their food comes from.
A lot of people are opening their eyes to where the food actually comes from. And that's a good thing in one sense. The situation we're in is definitely not a good thing, but I think it's educating the public on the food security, food safety, and where the food comes from.
Jay Head and other farmers on this first day of spring are dealing with the coronavirus like everyone else, but facing different challenges like severe impacts with lower prices for their products. And now there's growing concern over getting the migrant labor on the farm to help with his other crops. The same for Renee Jones of Jones and Church Farms in Unicoi County. He has over 600 acres of commercial tomatoes that spread over five East Tennessee counties.
Well, we have 230 employees peak during our season, and at least 185 to 190 of those are migrant labor that we get through the guest worker program.
But Renee Jones and Jay Head are optimistic that their workers will eventually be allowed to get to Tennessee to help with their crops and continue ensuring our food security.
You have to remain optimistic. You have to remain strong and be willing to take on those adverse conditions with a smile on your face and a passion in your heart to know that you're feeding the nation. And you're part of the effort to get this country through what we're facing today.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.